We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Sif Ayin Zayin. Oyel Dainagag Hamal, we have a canopy, something covering. Al Pishayna Nasa El Hagen Bnei Chama Bnei Gisham Gitaima was only there to serve as a protection against the sun, against the rain. But Fila Oyel Arai, even if it's there on a temporary fashion, Imu tefach al tefach burum tefach, if it takes up the area of a tefach by a tefach, at the height of a tefach, off the ground, also la soisoi. When we speak about the halach of making an oil, if we made a canopy with the direct purpose of protecting against different elements, then the it says that we're not allowed to make that covering, irrespective if or there aren't any walls. When the goal is not that it should be there to protect something, but rather it's there for purpose of storage, or if somebody wants to put something under a table, in all these cases, that's not considered really an oil. The definition of an oil is something that serves to protect against elements, and therefore that technically is mutter, but because of the various shilas that come up, it should not be made on Shabbos in the regular fashion. It should be made with a shinui. If it's not there in any way to be a storage or protection, for example, you're putting up a table in a fashion that you may put up a table, then it's completely a mutter. Some putting up a chuppah for a chassan, for kala, or for example, when in many shuls on Simchas Torah by chassan Torah, chassan Bereshis, they spread out a talus over the bima. That's not considered made for protective purpose. It's just made for covered, and therefore, and it doesn't have any sides to it, and therefore it's mutter. L'chein arisa shel tinek. If we have a baby crib, a baby carriage, shenoisim by chshukim shel eitz, that they are wood poles, or pres malayim salam, then we put on top of it a covering. Os lefresos b'shabbos v'yontov, we may not spread that out on Shabbos and yontov. Elam ken ha'yu poros tafchim v'yajoyim, unless it was already spread out somewhat a tefach before, because as we learned in our previous year, when it's spread out a tefach before already, and all we're doing is spreading it out more, that's considered Moisef al oil haroi, and Moisef al oil haroi, the avarak toisus oil haroi, the mutter. The kerem echshukim smuchim zel zeb epochs mishloishet tfachim, if you have the poles next to each other within three tfachim, nechshavim ka oil, that's already enough to be considered an oil when you have coverage, even though there are small breaks in between. But if the breaks are less than three tfachim, it's considered all covered because the halacha of lovet that connects them. Ken halacha Moshe Sinai, because that's the halacha of Moshe Sinai. Shekol pachos mishlosh tfachim, whenever we have a distance of less than three tfachim, choshev kelovet, it's considered connected. Parish kemechuba v'sosim, it looks like it's all connected. Mutav reshuf leim sadin, so if we have a covering like that, so it's already considered that that area is covered, and therefore putting another covering on top of it would not be considered constructing an oil. Sif ayin ches teva kisu shalai ena mechuba lebetzirim, a box that its covering is not connected with hinges. Also lot lemesham, we may not remove the covering. Davikasais oil, it's like we're demolishing an oil. The cane also lechasas boy, and we can't cover it on it. Shem dais oil, it looks like we're creating an oil. So we put a board on top of a barrel to make it into a table. We should have the barrel upside down. If we're going to put the covering on the open side, so we're making that barrel now into an oil, which we should avoid doing. The chimney, imur matzad, if it's from the side of the home, shasima hikamait the sefas mechitza, so if we're going to cover it, it's we're adding to the wall, mutal asosmai. Avalhum lamala, if it's on top, asa L'sosmai, we're not allowed to cover a chimney. Mishum da'isa oil, it's considered as if we're making an oil. V'kavusham delisha barzel sa'vevish al-tzirim. But if it has an opening, a door opening with hinges, and you could open and close that opening, shum mutalistam, then we can open and close it. Deva, the kivinshi kavua, since it's permanently attached there, so then it's not considered when you cover that chimney as if you're making an oil, or it's considered, the halachas considers it, it's considered like a door being open and closed. Sif pei, beged shishaitchem apnei chavis lachsoisoi, if you put a garment on top of a barrel to cover it, ema chavis enem alei lagamrei, if it's not completely full, the barrel is not completely full, if between the liquid that's in that barrel and the covering on the top, there is a distance of a tefach, chol tefach, then we shouldn't completely cover it, mishum oil. We should leave it somewhat uncovered. However, covering a pot is permissible. That is not considered making an oil. However, if we have a large barrel, then we have to be more concerned that maybe covering it is considered an oil. So if it's a very large barrel, basket, container, like a swimming pool, covering it entirely would be considered making an oil. If it's a regular size barrel, there we have to be concerned. And if we can leave it somewhat open, it should be done that way. Or if we cover it in a way that it doesn't look like we're making an oil, that too is a reason to be lenient. Sif pei aleph, komachitz oil, shesurim lasoysan, any situation that we're not allowed to do, if it was done, if or even not done in Shabbos chas v'shalom, but if it's up at this point, emu asui, we can't remove it. That would be considered that we're demolishing an oil. And therefore, in all the cases that we have a full covering on something, that's the type of covering we weren't allowed to make, then the halacha is that we have to be careful not to completely remove that covering. But as we keep on learning in our shiurim, if there's going to be still a covering of a tefach left, so just like when we start, if the object that's covered already has a covering of a tefach, so as we said at the beginning of our shiur, it's only considered moisef aloil aroi. If we're going to undo the covering, believe it covered a tefach, so it's not considered as if we completely demolished the oil, and it would be mutter. Sif pei beis osla es mixa osla hagim bnei chama bnei gishamim. One may not carry something that's used to protect against the sun, against the rain. Shem sheo o mitriya, nesho oisoyal. Opening a umbrella is considered making an oil. If somebody built an oil, made an oil in a way that wasn't permissible on Shabbos, but it wasn't with the permission of the owner, and that owner is dissatisfied, and it's an oil arai, there is room for leniency, because the Paiskim say he had no right, that individual had no right to use my things to make an oil. And since he had no right to use my things to make an oil, it was never considered an oil, and since it was done without permission, and therefore my demolishing it is not considered breaking up an oil. So here we learned that one may not open up an umbrella on Shabbos, and not only may one not open up an umbrella on Shabbos, but the Paiskim say if you have an umbrella that's open from before Shabbos, one may not use that open umbrella on Shabbos either. Sif pei gimel, kelim shem shel prokim tchuvim zeb zev nifridu. If you have something made up of parts, and you now you want to break up and they were broken up, im da'akum liyaz tamid refuyim, if they're not connected in a tight way, then mutter lachzirim, you could put them back together. Avol im darkam liyas mudachim b'chazik, if they're usually put tight, os lachzirim afil b'rifin, then you can't put them together, even in a non in even in a non-permanent fascial. A child carriage that could be folded up and then folded up and folded together, that is not considered a making an oil. A baby chair that you has on a tray that can be connected or disconnected, that is not considered making an oil. Certainly, opening and closing folding chairs and tables are permissible. And similarly, opening up a table that has parts that you could put an extra leaves into the table to make it longer and shorter is all mutter on Shabbos. If something is connected through screws, they're screwed tight. If they are now separated, you're not allowed to screw them together, even not screwing the screws tightly. Ach kisu kalim, but the covering of a keli, mutl sub lisirim v'chein chabim, they may be removed and put back. Kimin shen suim l'kiyim, if something is made that you open it and constantly open it and close them, afaschum saschum tadr, that is considered mutter. That's the reason that the various types of toys like Lego and clicks, these types of games are permissible on Shabbos because they're not meant to be opened and closed. And this is the same reason, not going in at this point into the question if one is allowed to open up a bottle for the first time on Shabbos, but if it is already opened and the question is opening and closing, screwing open and screwing back the tap of a bottle is permissible on Shabbos. Sepei dal mechbish, press. So the way that they used to press their garments is that shnei luchazel gavze, they had two boards, the koshim and begodim, we put the garment in between these two boards. Imu mechbish shabalabayis, if it's a private press, mutal fachschoy, it can be opened the kachs abogodim tzorich Shabbos v'yontav to take out any garments that are needed for Shabbos v'yontav. Aval ein koshim, I say, but to press in the first place on Shabbos may not be done. L'fishu l'tzarechol. That's considered doing something for weekday purposes. Machbish shel kaifsum shel omnim. But if it's a professional press, that's osel of toich may not be opened on Shabbos. The kivin shu mahudik b'chayzik, apparently they were tightened strongly. P'schosoy, opening it up on Shabbos, doming l'stira, looks like demolishing something on Shabbos. Afila mahaya b'soch m'bayyoyim, even if it was already opened before Shabbos, osel kachs m'shamas b'godim b'Shabbos v'yontav, one may not take out any garments that are in there from before Shabbos, even though this press is opened. M'shom, k'serish shem yifalvav l'faschanatav. We're going to let you take out garments from there. There may be another time where it's closed that we just learned that may not be open. You may come to open it on Shabbos and Yontav, which is, of course, not permissible. A chair that one of its legs got disconnected, we may not return that leg. We can't support that chair with a different chair. Unless it was already sat on with the missing leg. We could put a board or something on top of a bench, on top of a chair. And that means, from here we see that any type of chair that needs, the repairing it means screwing something back together, that chair, that piece of furniture may not be reconstructed on Shabbos, even if it's going to be fixed in a very temporary fashion. In all these cases, fixing it wherever the halacha teaches us, we're fixing it in a permanent fashion is usur, then you're not allowed to even fix it in a non-permanent fashion, for there's a concern that you may come to do it in a permanent fashion. But if you already used it in a broken state, then the halacha is that we could be more lenient. because you showed that it's still not a piece of furniture and it doesn't become muksa. If it broke while it's in your hand, you don't have to drop it where it is. You could put it wherever you want to put it, and then it becomes muksa. Sif Peivav, Kli Amaris Hashos, a watch, a clock, a filish adayin hoylich, even if it's still moving, os larichai b'shavs v'yontav, you're not allowed to wind it while it's already working, shlayafsik chilchasai, that it should not stop. There are those, however, that are more lenient and say that if the watch is working, you may wind it because you're only continuing the current state. Certainly, if you wear a mechanical watch that doesn't need any winding, it just gets wound up by you wearing it, as long as it's working, you could continue wearing it, even though it causes that it should be able to be in use longer. There's room for leniency, as long as it's still working, to wind it, if you're going to need it for the remainder of the day. Not wind it if the purpose of the winding is for the day after Yontif. But if you're doing it for a chayla, there's room for leniency. We can't find an akum, the nakel, that could do the thing on your behalf. The halacha regarding setting the time on a working watch, the halacha is that if it means causing the battery to work, then it's of course usur. And certainly the digital watches may not be in any way, you're not allowed to do anything with them. Regarding a alarm clock, so the Paiskim are, many Paiskim are lenient that if your alarm clock goes off on Shabbos and all you need to do is just push in the spring to stop it from ringing, then the halacha is that you're allowed to do that. Some say that you're not allowed to. About setting up an alarm clock on Shabbos that it shall go off to tomorrow morning, that is much more of a question, and therefore you should try to set up that alarm clock from before Shabbos or before Yom Tov.